Happy Friday to you. I hope you've had a really lovely week and are looking forward to a good weekend ahead. And today we come to the final day of our topic, which has been about creating a growth mindset. I hope you've enjoyed this week. I've actually really enjoyed it myself because through the teachings, I've been able to think about these things also and do the exercises along with you. So I'd love to hear how you got on. Did you find it interesting? Did you find it helped you at all? And where are things going to be going? But tomorrow it's interactive and reflective Saturday. So I'll leave the questions until then and we'll get started on the last part of this. So we've talked about a lot of different things during the week and kept it nice and simple. Obviously, these are small teachings and trying to give as much information in a short space of time without overwhelming you. But some of the things we can do now, there are some steps that you can take as you want to move forward into really bringing this growth mindset with you. Like I said, you actually do have a growth mindset. It's just about whether you utilize it that often or sit in it that often or not. So the first thing I'd love you to do is to create a new belief. So beliefs are things that are obviously in the subconscious mind and we access them a lot. You can go back through, it was a good number of months ago that we looked around actually how to change beliefs through the subconscious mind. There is teachings on that if you want to go back to it. But basically it's about putting a better belief into your mindset. So thinking about things that you've discovered are probably blocks for you. Think about even one new compelling belief that you can think about. So you'll pick like your talents and your skills and the great things about you and make a belief around that and try to kind of input it into the mind. And the way you do that is by reminding yourself of it, saying it to yourself and thinking of it quite often. Okay. The second one is all about viewing failure in a different light. Now, we talked about failure back on Tuesday, and it is just to say that every time that you fail at something, you're actually going to put extra effort in to improve it the next time. So failure, like I talked about the other day, depending on how you look at it, actually is a good thing because we learn. If life was really easy and we just got up tomorrow morning, everything we wanted to happen happened, and every single one of us was the same in our approach, life would not be interesting. Yes, we don't want life to be stressful and hard, but it wouldn't be interesting because we'd never evolve. Everything would just be fine and we'd stay the same forevermore and our life would be the same and we would be the same. So failure is part of our evolution. It's part of our learning and it's definitely about part of, you know, becoming ourselves. Okay. And also this kind of taps into your self-awareness. So it's time for you to be aware, really, really aware of the gifts, the talents and the skills that you have. And you've got to really understand these. I remember I used to get people to get post-it pads and on each post-it note, write out one good thing about themselves and like start sticking them on the wall. It could be areas of your life. So you might want to write out all your great things around work or your actual personal attributes and put them on the wall and see them. Get a multicolored post-it pad. There's lots of different colors in it and fill the wall. But this is a great way of actually becoming self-aware of what your good points are. And this helps to create a growth mindset. The next thing is to start to become more curious. If you don't think you can achieve something now and you want to achieve it, or if you don't know how to achieve the thing you want to achieve, then find out. Go and start to become more curious. Get out there and learn. Find more information. Ask the questions. Talk to other people. Don't just say, oh, I don't know how to do it. I can't do it. I better not do it. End of. Let's allow yourself to move forward. And then there are the challenges that we find in life, and challenges similar to failure as well is they come up and then they come up to help us to progress and to test us as well to see how much we really want something. So you use challenges as a really good thing and look at them and say, okay, here's a challenge. How can I deal with this? How can I overcome this? And when you do overcome it, you'd be like, look what I did there and look how much I move forward. So they are actually very good. And again, like I say, if things were just continuously good all the time, we would never evolve or learn or progress. Okay. And also what I would finish off is to look at other people that have maybe gained success in certain areas. So it might be somebody that, you know, a friend that you have who has changed career, or maybe somebody who's lost weight and you'd like to know how they did it, or maybe somebody in your work that you don't even know has run a marathon and you'd like to find out how they did that, or somebody else has gone overseas to volunteer. So like, look at the inspiration that you can get from people that surround you and talk to them. And this is part of the learning process as well. So I suppose really in essence, creating a growth mindset is to look outside of the black and white elements, to not stop yourself and to understand that there's always different ways of doing things. As my husband always says to me in my times of stress, he's like, everything's solvable. The solution sometimes might be just to throw it up to something higher and see what happens. But everything does have a solution, and we can get to where we want to be. It just mightn't take the road we initially thought or anything like that, but we can get there. So look, these are just little kind of bits of information that I think you can bring in to the other stuff we covered this week. And I hope that it has helped you on your path to starting to create a growth mindset. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, when I'll text you if you have any questions. Do feel free to get in touch with me tomorrow. Have a great Friday and a really, really good weekend as well.